Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from March 20th until March 27th, as we have just passed through the equinox portal and we have entered Aries season. Over this next week, we are going to see Mars enter Pisces, which is very important since Mars is the ruling planet for Aries energies. Venus in Pisces is going to meet up with Saturn and then make a sextile to Jupiter. We'll be talking about that energy. Plus, of course, we have the Libra lunar eclipse occurring on March 25th at 5 degrees of Libra. And there's actually a lot I want to share with you about this eclipse that I haven't mentioned previously. So some new information for you to consider about the Libra lunar eclipse. But first, let's begin with the equinox energies. And it's important to understand how this works. So we have an equinox twice a year, and it's when the sun crosses over the celestial equator and there are equal hours of day and night on the planet. So it is about energetically balancing ourselves. And it's a transition from the second half of the astrological calendar. So essentially, since last September, specifically September 23rd, we are now balancing ourselves from the energies of the previous 6 months and gaining clarity on what we keep, what we take forward, and what we then filter out. The Aries equinox is a return to self, coming back into what is true for you, what strengthens you, what is in alignment with your sense of self, and what you want to do next, because it is not only the first sign of the zodiac, but it is cardinal fire. Now, also, it's important to note how each of the cardinal signs initiates the seasons in Western tropical astrology, but this is the only time of year that the fire energy propels us forward and gets us going. I also think of how this Aries flame is meant to burn away anything that you're complete with so that you can feel energized by what resonates with you now, but you're allowing the power of fire to basically act as the transfer of energy, the release, burning away, and then creating new life from it. And so I offer these with the intention of giving you new ways to understand what you're ready to burn away. And this could be something you do through an intentional lighting of a candle, perhaps starting a fire in a cauldron, in a bonfire pit, you know, something that allows you to connect with the warmth, light, energy, sparks, and heat of the flames. Also, to get new life started, to have a sense of this energy is increasing. I'm ready for something new, for something that brings me new life. And that would be something to even ask the universe at this time is, what brings me new life? What is supporting me in moving forward in my life? What are the best next steps, next adventures, next chapters? You know, to open up the energy so that you can understand more of what you're capable of right now that perhaps you didn't realize before. And sitting with that intention can be quite powerful. Now, on March 20th, Mercury is completing an exact conjunction to Chiron in Aries at 18 degrees. Mercury's going to move ahead, but that conjunction with Chiron is going to repeat during the upcoming Mercury retrograde. We're going to have two more instances of Mercury conjunct Chiron. So as this equinox portal opens up, there could be something in your mind that is triggering wounding or vulnerability, perhaps even a part of yourself that you're looking to strengthen by being more of your own person, more independent, more confident. And this Mercury is going to be working with Chiron to bring about a rewriting of a story, to see it in a new light, to perhaps even have a new perspective that is more empowering based on what you've been through, based on what you've healed and you've understood about what has come up for you, especially since we had Chiron conjunct the North Node exact in February. So we've had a lot of Chiron energy lately, and it's going to continue because we do have that Aries solar eclipse exactly conjunct Chiron. So this part of your chart is where your energy is being called for more intentional healing work, for making sure that you are loving yourself through whatever process you're in, even if it feels weak at times. This is also showing you more about the body, health, well-being, because Chiron is directly related to how we care for ourselves energetically, physically, and otherwise. So there could be some things that you are realizing and considering would be improvements for your health and how to get started on that or how to implement that into your busy life. So the Chiron themes will continue. Yes, I'll be talking about it more, but just know that this is energy here that wants you to start something that is healthy for you, that's more solid, that's more loving and more kind. Now, on March 21st, the Sun in Aries is going to sextile Pluto in Aquarius at 1 degree 41 minutes. And this is an important sextile. It's an opening sextile from when they were last conjunct in January, January 20th and 21st, when both the Sun and Pluto moved into Aquarius together and had that intense, deep conjunction. Now, as the Sun has journeyed ahead, the Sun sextiles Pluto in Aquarius and wants to get something going. That Sun in Aries is an initiator and is confident, and this really supports these new intentions that matter to you, especially for the long term, especially for where you're going that you haven't been before. It's those new frontiers, those new parts of ourselves that we're meeting for the first time, and they're coming to life. And that, again, beautifully coincides with the equinox portal and these energies that are ready for you to see yourself in a more empowered way and also to look at, what are you birthing? Where are you coming into more of your own that is strengthening not only your energy in this lifetime, but Pluto in Aquarius has frequencies of your full soul journey. And you could be feeling a turning point in your path. You could be feeling like, you know, you slayed some dragons, you've been through some tough things, there was a lot here that you've had to work through. Pluto, of course, pulls us into the underworld so that we can see more of our fears and transform them into more of our power. And this particular energy this week wants you to really own it, really own what you've been through, really harness that power in a way that could feel a little odd at first, could almost feel like there's new parts of yourself that you haven't encountered before. And this is meant to help lift you higher. I'm seeing it as the energies are supporting you in this next plateau, this next playground of frequencies where you can see that, okay, yes, here I am. There's a new starting point. And keep in mind, this can be very personal, very internal, things that only you know about, things that you have worked through, you've struggled through, you learned from it, you gained a lot in the ways that, you know, of course, you weren't expecting. That's part of Pluto. And so there's something here where that Sun in Aries is ready to go forth. Let's move it forward. Let's go into these new dreams, these new adventures, these new parts of my life that I want to create and experience. So there is a creative push here. There's a creative urge to do something differently and to look at also perhaps what was initiated only 2 months ago in January. Because again, the opening sextile is revealing the next part of that story, of that initiation that maybe you couldn't even see. So when we think about January and February, we had a lot of Pluto energies. And I know those were really rough months for many people because that Pluto energy doesn't let us get away with things, meaning we've got to feel it and go into it. We've got to understand more of who we are and where we have access to untapped power. Now, there could be something that you're seeing in a fresh way. And I hope it helps you feel like a badass. I hope it helps you see how strong you are, how the intensity of Pluto deeply strengthened you that you don't always see in the moment, but it certainly becomes more apparent when you're on the other side of it. And because the sextile is occurring at 1 degree, 41 minutes of both Aries and Aquarius, it has a very fresh energy to it. And I feel like it's important because Pluto in Aquarius hasn't been to this degree and minute point before. And so there are things that we need to stay open to. You know, it's just having that beginner's mind, that willingness, that curiosity to see, well, what does this mean? Or where could this go? Or what is true about this for me? So it's staying open to those questions. Now, on the same day, on March 21st, we also have Venus in Pisces conjunct Saturn in Pisces at 12 degrees. And this is an interesting energy because this is very different than this empowering, creative, masculine force of the Sun in Aries, sextiling Pluto and Aquarius. Rather, this is more of your feminine self, your internal spiritual self that you are healing or sitting with. When Venus is conjunct Saturn, it either can bring about manifestations that you've been very determined to create, something that, you know, you've considered, you've been responsible with it, you've been committed to it. It can also bring up something that Venus in Pisces is learning to let go of. And she meets up with Saturn, who basically gives her a yes or a no. And Saturn in Pisces is giving more no's because it's the ending of a cycle. And so there could be something that your heart is feeling. There could be something where you've spiritually learned from it. And you're realizing this cycle is over. I'm done. This isn't even good for me. It's not good for my well-being, for my heart, for my emotional self. But there's something that this Venus in Pisces is understanding that she needs to part ways with. And you could see it as what you've outgrown. And that would be a positive way to look at this, where Saturn is asking you to be complete and to be very honest with yourself about, is this good for my energy or not? Is this something that has supported my emotional self, my spiritual healing? And honestly, what have been the lessons? And this Venus in Pisces conjunct Saturn has to take responsibility for whatever her lessons are, whatever she's been learning, but not from a place of being hard on herself. In Pisces, there can be a victim energy. There can be a sense of, I didn't do enough. There can be self-blame or self-pity, but rather, this is actually feeling like the energy of an important graduation, an important realization where she knows she's worth more and that she is done with something in her unconscious or subconscious. And she's not going back to it. She's not interested in it. And in fact, she can feel a deep acceptance that brings her peace and is a demonstration of her own self-love, of her own compassion to herself. How she's raised the bar, how she's been able to be honest about what her heart needs. And that Venus in Pisces is intuitive and empathetic. And she's going to have rewards and good developments that come about on March 24th when she sextiles Jupiter in Taurus at 15 degrees. So March 21st, it has the energy of a deeper soul recognition. And you could feel it as different energies between your own masculine and your own feminine. And you could also feel that there's something you are released from, that you're just finalized it. Maybe it's what you've even burned away or, you know, did some kind of release work around that has set you free. And as we then move into March, there's new energies that will continue to open up. Now, March 22nd, we see Mars entering Pisces. And this is important for a few reasons. First of all, Pisces, the end of the zodiac wheel, as we know, and Mars is traveling behind almost all of the other planets, except for Pluto. Pluto obviously is still right there at the very beginning of Aquarius. But this Mars, when he's behind all the other planets, he is pushing something forward. And I see it as a broom, where this Mars in Pisces is sweeping away more debris, more energies in the Pisces areas of your chart. This Mars is coming through and clearing you out emotionally, spiritually, intuitively, and is actually now asking you to call in and work with more of your intuition. And this Mars is stronger when he's intuitively plugged in. In fact, that's how he gets energized, because he realizes that here at the end of the zodiac wheel, he's meant to take a break and meant to surrender. He's meant to lie low and not force anything, to not initiate. This Mars in Pisces can also be very inconsistent, and that's because he has tapped into the bigger cosmic frequencies that are inconsistent. So this is where this Mars is actually meant to partner with your God self and integrate more of your intuition into what you're doing. You could feel that you're more intuitively led, that there's more things that you find yourself being pulled towards or doing that you didn't plan, that aren't a part of the linear mind, that aren't things that you would perhaps take care of or even have much detail around. Mars in Pisces is coming through and actually wants to support clearing out what isn't yours, what you've absorbed, what you've taken on, you know, what you've been holding, perhaps what you've been motivated to do or take care of. And now you're realizing, you know, this isn't for me. I don't want this. It isn't something that's truly a priority. And so that's one of the things that's interesting here, is that Mars in Pisces is going to show you what you're also completing and what you want to back away from. Of course, there are healthy and unhealthy ways this comes across. But with Mars in Pisces, where are you able to integrate more of your intuition? I also feel this as Mars is going to be clearing out more for you through your dreams and even through meditations. I'm seeing it too as that broom sweeping through the crown chakra and the third eye, because we can collect stagnant energies there. There can be debris, there can be buildup, like there can be things that we haven't fully cleansed. And that would be one of the more effective uses of Mars in Pisces. What do I need to energetically sweep away within me? Whether that's within your chakras, your aura, any part of your energy field. And so not only is that Mars energy working with you to support your spiritual up-leveling, to support you in releasing what has been too dense, but then allows more of those bigger messages to come through that you're going to feel. And because Mars is connected to your body consciousness, this is also where that embodiment energy can be up-leveled. You could feel a shift in your physical self, but you could feel it in these very drastic waves, the ebb and flow of Pisces, which is some days you're energized, you're ready to do all the things, you're going to get a lot done, it's going to be wildly productive. And then for 2 days after that, you want to do nothing and you just need more downtime and more naps and more calm and no obligations. So Mars in Pisces is inconsistent. And part of what we're learning, especially through our human faculties, is that we can trust bigger energies. And the other visual I get with this Mars in Pisces is that for all the things we have to take care of, you know, we have to move towards and accomplish and make sure we're exercising, taking good care of ourselves, going after our goals. What if, as this Mars journeys through Pisces, you felt that you were always traveling with these 20 feet tall angels supporting you, guiding you? And that's something that Mars and Pisces can actively work with and call in, would be a bigger presence of higher frequencies, a bigger guiding force that makes sure to steer you correctly and allows you to put energy towards what matters and will possibly turn your energy away from what doesn't matter. So I offer that because Mars in Pisces can be quite a conundrum of energy to understand, but there are ways to put together the puzzle piece so that it's working with you effectively and you're understanding perhaps how to work with the change in energy. And Mars in Pisces is the ruler of every planet in Aries. And that's going to be the case here throughout all of Aries season. And then Mars will enter Aries on April 30th. And so that means that Mars in Pisces is the ruler of the Sun, North Node, Chiron, this Mercury retrograde, the upcoming April 8th solar eclipse. Plus, we're going to see Venus enter Aries on April 4th. So with this Mars ruling all the planets and North Node in Aries, he is bringing up how you are navigating life with your spiritual mastery, with your intuition. How are you trusting when things go awry? How are you taking care of yourself energetically and emotionally when it doesn't go as planned, or when something you really want isn't coming about just yet? Because in Aries season, we can want that immediate gratification, the instant reward, things to get started. But with Mercury retrograde throughout most of April, there will be delays, cancellations, things that are held back and that don't come to fruition right away. This Mars in Pisces is going to help strengthen your spiritual navigation system. If you allow it, if that's something you want to work with, where you can go with these ebb and flows from a sense of, okay, if it's not this, then something better. If it's not going to happen now, then it will occur in divine timing. So allow this Mars in Pisces to be something that you actively call in and work with so that you can navigate through eclipse season and Mercury retrograde with greater detachment. And that is another strength of this Mars in Pisces, where you can be outside of your sense of self, which is Aries. You can be outside of your ego or what you are thoroughly invested in. You can stand to the side of that or even behind it and look at how there's multiple ways for things to unfold that will be the best case scenario. There's multiple ways that things can come about and show up that you can't plan. And so how well are you integrating that into your world? And how are you trusting the universe, especially during these big energy periods? Now, also going back to what I mentioned about this Mars in Pisces traveling behind all the other planets except Pluto, and how that means that Mars is coming through and sweeping up energy, cleaning things out, purging, releasing, making sure that you're not traveling with any kind of lower Pisces energies that you don't need for the long term. It could also be related to deeper patterns and unconscious energies that are very much about the age of Pisces. And we are transitioning from age of Pisces into age of Aquarius. And so there could be things coming up that you haven't questioned before. And Mars brings in a trigger. Mars brings it up front and center. And this Mars will be traveling alone from 0 until 13 degrees of Pisces. Then we'll make a conjunction to Saturn in Pisces at 14 degrees. That happens in April, April 10th. So a few weeks off, but we'll talk about that when we get to it. But I just wanted to provide a lay of the land here that Mars is wanting you to look at some things that maybe you just didn't see before. And this can bring up, again, the lower Pisces expressions that you're seeing in yourself or in the collective. And you realize this isn't any energy I want to connect with anymore. One thing that comes to mind as I say this would be propaganda or idealizing people, right? Like, why do we idealize people? Everyone has problems. Everyone has things they're moving through. Everyone has their humanness, but it can be so easy to put someone on a pedestal or assume they have it all or think they have it all figured out. And that's never the case. But we live in a culture, especially with celebrities and public figures and Instagram filters, that can create this idealization, and it's never real. It's never the full story. So those could be some things that come up. The Pisces energy can also be where little white lies slip in or slip through. This can also be related to untruths and things that people say that they think they get away with, right? Like telling false stories or giving false information and lying. That's also part of Pisces. Pisces is connected to sabotage, you know, things that happen behind the scenes. It's connected to what is hidden from your visuals, you know, what you wouldn't normally see, but you're feeling or sensing. And so that can certainly be what's going on behind the scenes that is trying to be covered up. That can be hidden betrayals, sabotaging others, spreading false truths, clandestine actions and maneuvers. All of that is very Mars and Pisces. And that's actually the lower version of Mars. Because as he ascends and as he integrates and embodies more of his God self, none of those frequencies match. None of those things are a part of his experience. So you could feel some kind of transition in yourself around lower frequencies. And then again, as Mars makes that conjunction to Saturn, something lands, something comes through that is real and can be quite karmic as well as quite consequential, depending on how that Mars in Pisces has been operating. So just keep in mind that this Mars, even though he's in Pisces, he's still significant and he's still showing you more of what you're carrying that you're ready to let go of. You don't want it to be a part of your reality. You don't want to animate it in your frequency or in your experience. Now, on March 24th, Venus in Pisces sextiles Jupiter in Taurus at 15 degrees. And remember, this is a few days after she had that conjunction to Saturn. Now something opens up. And what I like about this is how Jupiter is back at 15 degrees of Taurus, which is where he stationed retrograde previously. That was back on September 4th. So when we have this interaction between Venus in Pisces, where she's exalted, and Jupiter in Taurus, wanting us to be calm, patient, stable, and strong, there could be something here that you are coming to terms with that feels strengthening. It feels good to your heart. It is uplifting. Sometimes these sextiles are easy to miss. The energy just flows through. It can feel like a good day. It could feel like things are peaceful. It's very creative energy, and it's something that just lifts you up. So depending on your chart, you know, if you have any planets or points around 15 degrees of the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, or 15 degrees of the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, then chances are you're going to feel this energy more personally. Otherwise, Venus in Pisces sextiling Jupiter in Taurus is a softer influence, and it's a great time to simply do what makes you happy. What brings you joy? What allows you to feel good about your life, your world, yourself? This can be great for just feeling that you're connected to the oneness of the universe and that you're focused on gratitude, the things that are going well for you. And as we know, anytime we enhance that energy, anytime we focus on that, it creates more. So this is a great time to really focus on the good things, the beautiful things that are in your world and that are in yourself, and to see how that then shows up and demonstrates more abundance in your life and in your experience. So that is March 24th. So make sure and note that on your calendar, especially because it's right before that Libra lunar eclipse at 5 degrees of Libra. The lunar eclipse is exact at 3 a.m. That's Eastern time on March 25th. So it might occur for you during the day on the 25th, depending on where you live. And it is a penumbral lunar eclipse, which means that part of the Earth's shadow falls on the moon. And so there is a deeper illumination here of something that is being reflected back to you, perhaps part of your shadow self, perhaps part of your energy that you weren't able to see. And because it's occurring in Libra, it's about maintaining emotional objectivity. It's about saying, okay, interesting. Yes, I can see that. It's being able to assess things. things, the pros and the cons, and then understanding, well, what is the best choice for me? What is the best way to proceed with the changes? Now, eclipses are where big changes occur. And this eclipse is bringing up what is ready to shift, evolve, and potentially end in the Libra areas of your chart. And so this is going to mean that we see and experience changes through others and also within ourselves, relating to relationship patterns and habits, relating to something that is no longer working for you. You want to upgrade it. You don't want to have the same experience, perhaps. You're ready for something to be a whole new experience that this eclipse is going to highlight. Eclipses, especially lunar eclipses, remove. So there could be a removal of something. This doesn't necessarily mean a relationship, although of course it can, a partnership, something maybe with a business colleague, any people you work with through one-on-one interactions. That's all Libra. But there's something deeper going on here. And not only is it because this eclipse is trining Pluto in Aquarius at nearly 2 degrees, but this eclipse is working with the supergalactic center. Now, the supergalactic center is at 2 degrees of Libra, and it is a place in a galaxy far away that is always taking things in. It's like a giant vacuum. It just wants more. It wants to consume more, to experience more. The supergalactic center is this huge force of energy that is continuing to take things in. And it's fascinating to look at this at a few levels. First of all, it can show you what you have been unconsciously searching for in the other person, where maybe there have been significant relationship patterns you've been in, and you've been wanting to have deeper relationships, deeper partnerships, really intense connections. The supergalactic center amplifies what we don't think we have internally that we search for outside of ourselves. That's part of the Libra experience of the other. And it's how we also can be overly fixated on relationships, on connections. This is similar to always needing to be in a relationship. That's the supergalactic center. I always need somebody else in my life, somebody in my world. I always need to be in a partnership. I always need people around me, because that supergalactic center is always taking in energy from outside of itself. And so with this eclipse, it's going to bring up perhaps some uncomfortable truths around relationship patterns, what you've been looking to fulfill in yourself, but only through other people's energies. Now, to be fair, this isn't going to be true for everyone. So if this doesn't resonate with you, then trust that. Always trust that. But then look at how Pluto, at nearly 2 degrees of Aquarius, is trining the supergalactic center at 2 degrees of Libra. And that brings up our deeper soul patterns of relationship. What did we come here to Earth to experience through connections? And where did it go astray? Where did it become maybe obsessive or too much of an addiction? Where have we looked for something outside of ourselves to always fulfill us? And Pluto in Aquarius, of course, is bringing up technology, our phones, right? How much we turn to our phones, we're on our phones to maybe distract us or provide something, that instant dopamine hit of connection. That's just one example. But working with this supergalactic center is a time to really reassess what are healthy relationships for you. And that's a huge question. You know, that's something you could explore endlessly through therapy even. But I feel like this is going to bring up something you're meant to see in yourself that you're ready to change the trajectory on. And that trajectory shift is because Pluto in Aquarius trining that supergalactic center is showing you there's another way to move this energy. There's another way to create those connections, to have something that's fulfilling based on similar frequencies, similar passions, people of your soul family, your soul tribe. And how are you ready to do it differently? And because this energy is in the air signs, it does relate to what we actively communicate and what we share, how we speak what's on our mind. At a personal level, especially with Libra, it's how you communicate what you need in those connections, in those partnerships. It's how you're able to say, you know, I don't think that's something I want to do today. I'd rather prefer to do this. Or maybe it's where you speak up and you're able to bring something to the table. And together, Libra is we, by the way, Libra is us, how together you co-create something that's even better because you're both adding in what you need, what you want, what matters to you, what brings you joy, what works for you, all that good stuff. Because healthy partnerships are awesome. Healthy partnerships are incredible and they give us life and they feed us. They give us a sense of not only connection, but reminding us that we don't have to do the journey only by ourselves. And so I feel like this particular lunar eclipse is really going to highlight more of those joint partnerships, those shared passions, you know, where you're facing the future together with someone. You're on the same team, you're on the same page, you're on the same trajectory. And at the same time, it's going to bring up what isn't a fit, where you're not going in the same direction, or you don't have those shared hobbies or activities or things you like to do together. Because this can reveal where you're in a connection or something that represents these Libra themes in your life is coming from an unhealed place, is coming from an unconscious drive for connection that isn't based on your truth. And these can be sometimes challenging patterns to look at. You know, it's like when you're done with one long-term relationship and then you instantly get on the apps and you're starting to date again, or you're starting to look for another person and you never take the time to reflect or learn about yourself or do your healing work. It's just wanting to be always in a partnership, perhaps out of your self-identity, out of an urge to share and connect or to not be alone, whatever it might be. This is an eclipse to look at that. And to look at what that's about at a deeper level. And it might bring up even more in your soul's journey around what your soul's intention was on this planet through this physical world to experience connection. And where maybe it became too much, like too obsessive, needing others to define you or needing to always be connected to somebody else out of survival, out of a primal fear, whatever it might be. That's going to be a big theme here that unfolds for at least the next 6 months. And it could bring up more about yourself that you just haven't seen before. And that's also a part of this equation because of the sun in Aries, asking you to know yourself and to know what the role of partnerships and relationships has been for you throughout this lifetime. We're also going to see people coming together, new unions, new partnerships, new dynamic duos. There is a very strong energy to that. It's about people who are leaders. I'm feeling it as power couples. I'm feeling it as those who have a joint mission in this life. They're serving a bigger purpose, a bigger cause on the planet. I also feel like some of these unions, marriages, partnerships are meant to remind people of the power of love, the power of masculine and feminine energies working together in a healthy synergy, and that there are beneficial reasons for being in a healthy connection, and that you don't have to do it all on your own, and that there are others who are here to support and to share the experiences and to share the energies with. As I say this, I'm actually being brought to Atlantis energies, but early Atlantis, because the way that I've seen Atlantis and what I've shared in some channeled messages is how Atlantis had different eras and different periods, similar to how we would describe the dinosaurs, how there was the Triassic era and then the Jurassic era. That's how it was presented to me at how Atlantis began and formed. And so I'm feeling the energy in more of the original intention of Atlantis. And so there could be unions between souls who were there during those first Atlantean energies, who were there to bring that energy onto the planet, to ground it in. Of course, trust if that resonates with you or not, but I'm also feeling that related to what Pluto in Aquarius is bringing up around Atlantis frequencies and how it was the dawning of a new experiment for humanity and all the different ways it could have played out. But what was lost along the way, if we were just to summarize, is the feminine energy. It became too scientific, too technical, too linear, too masculine. There was a loss of balance. And so I feel like part of what is being reclaimed and can grow at this time on our planet is to not lose the feminine energy within ourselves, to not lose our intuition, our heart, our emotional core, to not disengage from those parts of ourselves that are a part of our creation and our humanity, and also what is needed so much on the planet right now, that compassion and empathy and all these beautiful things that we want to remain as part of the equation. I feel like that's a big part here of this Libra lunar eclipse, which makes sense, right? When you think about Libra as the scales, balance, you know, keeping things in a correct alignment of justice, that we need to honor both the feminine and the masculine. And that's part of the energy that we can intentionally work with and co-create based on this Libra lunar eclipse. Now, if you don't resonate with Atlantis, this lunar eclipse could bring up other soul experiences you've had or other experiences of partnership that you've had in other lifetimes, other dimensions, other realms. Always trust what feels right for you, what feels correct. But that's really how deep this energy goes. Because again, not only is it working with Pluto, but it's working with that super galactic center that wants you to stay mindful of the role of connections in your life and to be aware of what you're seeking outside of yourself that in fact you already hold and possess. So as we move into eclipse season and Mercury retrograde, be sure to sign into my 2024 Soul Growth Astrology program so you can see what is happening in your own chart. That's where these energies are the most applicable and real. You can see what's going on for yourself during the month of April, what is coming up for you, as well as what the eclipses are activating that was also the case in previous cycles. Because both eclipses here, the March 25th and the April 8th, we've had these eclipse points activated before, and it can be really helpful for you to see how that energy played out for you previously. So I'll put the link below the podcast here if you want to check that out and use coupon code 2024 to get it for only $33. Now there's one other event coming up the beginning of May that I want to make sure you're aware of. It's called the Gathering of the Shamans, and it will be taking place in Sedona, May 3rd to May 5th for the full weekend. And this will be a gathering that is going to go into some of the deeper shamanic practices of our times. This is going to be a gathering with Heather Ashamara, Dr. Stephen Farmer, Linda Star Wolf, Jose Stevens, and numerous other shamanic practitioners. They're going to lead you through fire walking, shamanic breath work, sacred drumming, and various other activities to move energy and to work with the earth. You're also going to experience new wisdom and traditions from Celtic shamans and Incan shamans. So a nice diversity of practices. You can find the link and more information below the podcast here. It's taking place at the Sedona Mago Retreat Center, and the registration price does include your lodging. Now, if you live locally in Sedona, they do have a few spots available if you live nearby, so you can reach out to inquire about that. But again, it's May 3rd through 5th in Sedona, the Gathering of the Shamans. As always, thank you so much for joining me for this podcast. I'll be back on Monday and Wednesday for new podcast episodes. Wishing you a beautiful journey into Aries season and through the very powerful Libra lunar eclipse. I look forward to talking with you next week. Take good care, and I'll see you soon.